Thank you, Ryan. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder, and it's 720 WGN. And every month there is an awareness of some point. April is Autism Awareness Month, and we have the Executive Vice President of JCC Chicago, Addie Goodman, in the studio. Addie, how are you today?
I'm very good, thank you.
All right. There's a mom who belongs to JCC and has two children on the autism spectrum, and she thought maybe it'd be better, instead of saying Autism Awareness Month, Autism Acceptance Month. Bottom line is, autism is out there. We need to talk about it. We need people to know if you have a child on the spectrum, so does someone else.
Right.
You're not alone.
Correct.
All right. So explain the JCC Chicago and how you're coming together to help kids on the spectrum.
Sure. JCC Chicago has really embraced our community. We believe deeply in the model of a community center and welcoming every child and every family. With that lens, over the past couple of years, we've really expanded our programming to include initiatives that do serve every child and every family. We began with a program called All in Swim. This is an initiative that was ideated within our staff when we recognized that among the 900 or so children who are learning how to swim within our agency, we were missing a population that some children, especially those with autism spectrum disorder, were struggling within that model that we had on the table. So we came up with a curriculum. We were funded with a breakthrough grant from the Jewish United Fund of Metropolitan Chicago, and we now serve 45 children through All in Swim. This enables them to learn the life-saving skill of water safety, as well as
totally important,
critical, and then also gain some swim skills. But more important, swimming is a life stage skill. It is something that people learn at a specific time in their lives, alongside their peers. So now these kids can go to the beach, enjoy their community pool, be with their families during open swim, on vacation, enjoy a birthday party with their friends, and really be part of a community in an important way. And you wouldn't necessarily think that water or a swimming pool brings our community together in that way, but it certainly does. And our program journey really began with All in Swim.
What a great program. It really is.
Do me a favor. Talk about the difference of what goes on when in terms of autism as opposed to just a generation ago. Was it just not being diagnosed properly or enough a generation ago? What's changed in 30 years?
I think that what we're seeing is that families and individuals are more aware of signs and exhibits of behaviors and tendencies, mm-hmm. and are being responsive, so that we're giving the children who are manifesting these symptoms the attention and supports they need. And again, that's where JCC Chicago is really stepping in. How can we make sure that the needs of our individuals and families are at the forefront, and we can really be a source of support and a resource within our communities? Swimming is one area where we touch. We also opened up a new program called All-Star Abilities. This program focuses on a slightly older age group, the mm-hmm. teenagers, a peer-to-peer fitness program. Happens in our fitness center with teens with special needs as well as those without. A buddy program, so kids are able to learn how to independently access a fitness center, get comfortable, know how to work out.
I need that. Seriously.
Don't we all? And really independently feel good about entering a workout center and develop some lifelong wellness skills. Sometimes in those teenage years, especially if you might not be a candidate for a sports team in your high school or a competitive baseball league in your community.
Right.
You want to be able to walk into a health center and do some pickup basketball or know how to turn on this machine and work up a little bit of a sweat. So we've got some wonderful teen buddies who are helping with that journey.
That's one of the best aspects of this, is the inclusion. For a long time, it seemed like if you had a special need of any kind, you were separate from people who don't. And that's changing. And that's so important, isn't it?
100%. I think especially when we look at inclusion for JCC Chicago, it began at summer camp. We have almost 300 kids who we welcome between day camp and overnight camp in a very inclusive model. When you walk into one of our 9-day camps or Camp Shy or overnight camp in Wisconsin, you almost can't tell, mm-hmm. you know, who has a special counselor, who's part of the regular group. We absolutely are an inclusion model. It's wonderful for our children, campers who are in that spectrum group, and those who are not. This summer, we are expanding that all-in-swim model to our day camp, where counselors who we welcome to our team in partnership with CASHET are going to be receiving training specific to that all-in-swim model. Mm-hmm. So even though we have very much a model of inclusion at day camp, we were seeing that in the pool, just like we were in our regular swimming program, that was a little bit of a downtime. The counselors weren't really sure how to make that time work well for those kids.
Yeah.
So now the counselors receive special training and even have waterproof iPads so that we can have some visual learning that happens in the pool, as opposed to some of the difficulties that we were seeing outside of just verbal communication with this population.
Addie Goodman is with us. Addie is the Executive Vice President of JCC Chicago. You can go to their website at jccchicago.org. Bill, you had mentioned what has happened, how come we're seeing more autism. I remember in high school there was a kid who, now that I think back, must have been on the spectrum. And it is a spectrum. It's not black and white. There are a lot of gray areas. And I think it's more common than we think. And a lot of people are, as you mentioned, this kid I went to high school with, he was separate with everything. He would go to classes with us, but he didn't hang out with people. He didn't have very many friends. And now, since we all talk about it and we can all come together and say no one's house is perfect, I think we're way more accepting now.
100%. You know, when we see, I think one of our most wonderful stories of the past year is we have some kids, especially at our overnight camp, who have been with the same group of kids for years and years and years. And we have a milestone program, staff and training, somewhere into your junior year of high school. It's a big deal for our campers. They really aspire to get to that point in their evolution at overnight camp. We have two children with special needs who are heading into that summer, and we were prepared to adjust the program so that we could accommodate them. And their cohort of campers said, no, don't make any changes. We will make sure that they are successful in this program. And by the end of the summer, not only were they successful, but one of the kids was nominated as Camper of the Year.
Oh, nice.
Does it not heartwarming?
Yeah, that's right? That's excellent.
So that's, you know, the benefits for the kids who are serving directly through our inclusion programs are monumental. But for the kids who are part of the experience as well, who are supportive and witnessing the impact and understanding that we are all part of the community, as you mentioned, certainly there's benefit there, and certainly helping us all be part of one complete community. Mm.
And what sounds so crucial here is a lot of times social activity is kind of a problem on the autism spectrum. So this is some place for them to belong. And, you know, we all have kids that have certain issues and we need to embrace it. I have a couple of friends whose kids are on the autism spectrum. They take these kids everywhere. Lollapalooza, skiing, they take their children more places than I take mine. So get out, be proud.
100%. And if there's ever a place where you should be able to be welcomed and be feeling that you're invited, it's a community center, and that's what we aspire to be.
My daughter Reese headed up the Best Buddies program at Evanston High School 2 years ago, and I got to meet some of the kids who had various special needs. There was one girl in particular who had autism, who could see a movie one time. She could sit through a movie and then remember every line in the movie after seeing it only one time. How is that possible? What's going on in someone's brain that allows for that? I'm amazed by that.
So while I'm not an expert on autism, I too have children at Evanston Township High School for participating in the Best Buddies program. And mm-hmm. My experience through my children there, as well as through the programs that we offer at JCC Chicago, as you mentioned, everybody is different. Mm-hmm. And certainly the workings of the brain are complicated and fascinating. And how we're able to respond as to each individual is our goal.
Yeah.
And I think the goal for all of us. I think that, you know, we also have a goal too of appreciating those nuances and those exceptional talents that each child brings to the table.
Yeah.
I have both my kids and I have been diagnosed with ADHD. There is a similarity and sometimes a crossover with the autism spectrum disorder. And I know that a lot of times people say attention deficit, and that is for some things, but for something they're interested in, it's almost like a hyper focus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's why some people can remember lines to movies. Some people can remember math problems. We all, I guess, have our gifts.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I think that, well, there's areas where individuals focus on on their own, whether it be film or train schedules we've heard, you know, whatever it is, that social piece is so often the most difficult to come across.
Yeah.
The chance to connect with your peers, to do something different outside of your home or even outside of your family or even with your family. How can you feel like you're really part of the fabric of your society?
Yeah.
Those opportunities prove to be a little bit more challenging to come across, something that's a little less natural to you.
All right. Anyone listening that knows someone or has some children on the autism spectrum, how do they get involved? How do they find out more information about the JCC Chicago and all your programs, the All-In Swim and All-Star Abilities, all these things going on this summer?
Absolutely. It's all very clearly laid out on our website, as you mentioned, jccchicago.org. And our camp team, you know, summer's coming up, lots of opportunities there as well as year-round.
Thank you so much. You're doing great work. You really are. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thanks, Annie.
Appreciate
you being here
today. Thank you.
We'll take a quick break, and then there's more show ahead. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.